So yeah, what is the purpose of the simulation? If you study enough of the mathematicians and the scientists and the gurus, you'll hear them come up with a simulation theory, right? Well, I didn't conclude that by listening to them. I concluded it by taking the words and splitting them into parts. And it revealed something. It revealed that the universe is one turn. The galaxy is the galaxy. The Earth is the ear, TH. The stars are the ST, airs. The story is written in heaven, in the Bible, encoded in your DNA, your body, your hands, your fingers, the 3D, the 5D, the truth is encoded in everything. And you'll see words like together, to get, heirs. You'll see words that point back to cutting. The cross goes back to cut. You'll see words that go back to turning. The word verse, Bible verse, the word verse is turn. You'll see union, Amos 3:3, 33. If you just Google the math, what a union is in math, you'll eventually lead to 153 or 33. And so you'll also see the flow, the blood flow. Everything's the cut, turn, union, and flow, right? But you see that union is really important. Through Jesus, God created all things. And through Jesus, God is drawing all men back to himself. So there's only one way back to God, and that's through Jesus, by faith alone and the finished work of Jesus. And so the simulation lines up with what the Bible's doing. Every day you go through a repeat, simulated, holographic training program, and the word holographic means holy writ, holy written, completely written. And so you're going through the same process over and over and over and over and over, cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle. And the reason for a cycle is to birth. So the purpose for the simulation is to birth you into a new creature. The woman has a cycle to birth in a baby, right? A new creature that shows up down here. So the purpose of the holographic simulated cycle is to birth you to your new state. Now there's two directions that you're going to go. You're either going to move towards the mind of Christ or the mind of the devil, the Antichrist, so that the new agers on there, they'll talk about the Christ consciousness and all, but everything they point to is Antichrist. So even the devil, who creates his little beast Antichrist Therion creature, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the savior of the flesh, you know, the energy of the flesh is what they're looking for. But they think it's spirituality, but without Christ it's not spiritual. So they're going to approach Christ not in the spirit mind, but in the flesh mind. And so they're going to create an Antichrist. As Jesus starts to come back, as the day approaches more and more, as we approach that culmination of the ages, what's happening is Jesus is returning. And so the hologram the truth is being revealed more and more because it's the revelation of Jesus. Revealing Jesus is revelation. So as he's getting closer and closer to return, the revealing of these deep truths is spreading everywhere. But the New Age people invert it. Instead of Christ, they see the Antichrist. They think it's the Antichrist. They say, we're all one, we're all one. Well, that's ecumenical movement. Yeah, we're all one as a inside this holographic reality, but in the spirit realm, we're not. And that's why they attack the Christians, because they say, you're the reason for division, you're the reason for division. When they're actually the reason for division, because they're in the Antichrist flesh mind instead of the spirit mind. So the whole purpose of the simulation is to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind through the process of cycles, which is a birthing. So every day is the same day, but you're being birthed unto the revelation of Jesus, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? The mind of Christ. So you're being birthed towards that state more and more as time repeats over and over through the cycles, ages, dispensations, you know. But the same truth has always been here. It's just a matter if you're able to see it. This is why the prophets of old could see the future. You could see the AI. You can actually see the AI in Genesis 3. Because the AI is the flesh mind. And the flesh mind is robotic. It's just running on natural law. It's on running on calculations. It's a robotic mindset. You come out of the womb running on an AI program. You cry. You're hungry. You're crying and you're hungry, right? And you're sleeping. It's just a program. The devil's the devil's always accusing the brethren, saying, look how evil they are. Look how evil they are. And that's why the elite satanic people want to destroy the population, because they see human as just pure evil, which the human is. The heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? The human deserves hell without Jesus, but because Jesus went to the cross for the humans, those who believe and are in. And then so, yeah, you can see evil all around the place. Because it's the old Adamic nature, the old Adamic nature, Adam, the old Adam. And so because you're born in a program of evil, God uses the cycles to get you to hear the word. Preaching of the word brings light, right? So the word, these preachers are preaching the word, get you saved. And then you go through the cycles and you grow. So you're growing before you get saved. After you get saved, you grow. You're growing in the physical before you get saved. After you get saved, you're growing in the spiritual and the physical, depending on your age or whatever. So to bring it down, break it down, it's changing you into the mind of Christ, walking in the spirit, love, truth, love your neighbors as yourself. Worship is leading to worship. The ultimate is worship. Worship God, love your neighbor. That's where it's leading. But the human idea of love is usually selfish love. It's not unconditional. In a lot of marriages, especially saved marriages, you're supposed to love me unconditionally. It's a process, people. People don't know how to love unconditional. It takes a lifelong process. If you're still in the simulation, that means you have some stuff you need to work on. If you're still down here, you got stuff you need to work on. And if it's a flesh creature, unsaved, you know they got some stuff to work on then, but they're doing it in the energy of flesh. And that's what God is allowing in the simulation, that the energy of your flesh, trying to do it in your own strength, you realize it's a failure. It's a royal failure, you know? And so the repeat process over and over and over and over and over and over is birthing you to the next state, next level, next identity, whatever you want to say. Fill in the blanks. The Bible is very clear. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. It's already happened and it's just repeating. Once you wake up to the fact that you're in a copy machine, a holographic, fractal, simulated training program via the copy machine, because you're either being transformed into the copy, Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren, you're either being transformed into a copy of Jesus, Christ, or you're being transformed into a copy of the Antichrist. And if you stay in the flesh mind, you eventually go into Antichrist mindset. And Jesus made a way of escape, and he walked down here and he showed us how to walk, and he just said, take up your cross and follow me. And when you do that, you learn some lessons. When you resist it, when you resist that, you keep going around the mountain repeating the same stuff over and over. And that's not really a bad thing, except you're destroying yourself. But eventually you get tired of it. You'll say, I'm done. I'm done with this repeat. I'm going to escape it, you know. So the purpose of the repeat simulated training program is to train you, to move you to the spirit mind and teach you how to walk in the spirit. That's it in a nutshell. To teach you how to be like Christ. That's your ultimate end anyway. When we see him, we'll be like him. That's the ultimate end. So people pray, I want this thing. They pray for stuff, you know. Stuff or new job or new whatever. But where you're at, whatever situation you're in, you're being transformed, even if you don't see it or know it, but there's something going on the inside. If you change your perspective, a lot of times you can make your situation better just by changing your perspective. So, this doesn't sound too exciting. I know I'm talking in monotone, but it's really simple. God uses the simulating training program, just like when you go and do a simulation. Let's say you were getting your pilot license and you sit in a simulated booth. It's a simulation to teach you. Again, again, again. Just like the movie Live, Die, and Repeat, she was saying, again, he had to go through the repeat 1,000 times before he became a warrior, you know. The good thing about the simulation is the same stuff repeats. And other people have already been through it. And if somebody else has been through something you haven't been through, just listen to them or ask them. So how'd you get through that? And then when they give you the answer, it's usually really simple. But it's hard for, if you're walking into some area of your life, which is the flesh mind, it's hard for people to grasp the simplicity that's in Christ. Because usually when somebody's facing something and they ask you, your only response is, die daily. Die. Die to your own understanding. Die to your own will. Die to your own self-worship, or your die to your goals and find God's will, you know. It just keeps repeating over and over. Same stuff. I'm sure there's books out there written by saints who dealt with persecution and all kinds of trouble. It's all written down for your admonition, the Bible says in 1st or 2nd Corinthians chapter 10. All these things were written for your admonition. So the battles you face were written for you. It was already written. The things of old were written down. The Old Testament recordings were written down for your admonition to see what they had to go through. That's pretty much it, people. You already have the answer. It's always been here. Because the truth has always been in front of us the whole time. And you notice when you're a child, some of the things, some of the strongholds from being a child try to kick back in, especially if you didn't cut off some of those people from childhood. It tries to come back, you know. So to answer the question, what's the purpose of the simulation? It's the purpose of any simulation to train you for the next level, to be on your, not to necessarily be on your own, to be able to handle situations that are pertain to life and godliness, you know. That's why it's best to read Proverbs and Psalms as much as you can, especially when you're a child, to re-brainwash your mindset. Because I've watched and talked to a lot of people in the last 10 years, and most people have never even heard of Proverbs. They've never even heard of Proverbs. They don't even know what that is. And that's sad. It's really sad. So the simulation, if you want to break it down into a simple thing, you just keep going through the training process over and over, like any simulation, to teach you to walk in the Spirit. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And walking in the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, and righteousness, holiness, and pretty much anything that is good, honorable, good report, you know.